The UK police has come under fire for its use of police spies against political activists. The secret operation, which saw police sending undercover agents into political groups, went on for some 40 years. Britain's official policy inspectorate has criticized the tactic, describing it as intrusive. The widow of assassinated Iranian scientist Dariush Rezai-Nejad has lashed out at the UN for failing to condemn terrorist attacks against Iranian scientists. Shohreh Pirani says the world body's silence is in tacit approval of such inhumane acts. Her husband was shot dead in July 2011. The fate of 11 Iranian pilgrims kidnapped in Syria on Wednesday remains unknown. The pilgrims were on their way to Damascus when their bus came under attack by armed groups. Seven other Iranian technicians kidnapped near the city of Homs last month are still being held by gunmen. The death toll from a severe cold snap sweeping across Central and Eastern Europe has climbed to over 150. Most of the victims were homeless, who froze to death on the streets. The frost is spreading to other parts of the continent and is likely to last for days. Angry Palestinians have thrown shoes, sand, and small stones at the convoy of UN Chief Ban Ki-moon as he entered the Gaza Strip for a short visit. The demonstrators were protesting what they called Ban's refusal to meet with them to discuss the situation of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. In Australia, police have carried out another dawn raid on Occupy protesters in the country's largest city, Sydney. Seven people, including two teenage girls, were arrested in the violence. Dozens have been arrested since the Occupy Sydney movement started its downtown encampment in October. Pakistan's Supreme Court is to charge the country's prime minister with contempt for failing to reopen corruption cases against the president. Yusuf Raza Gilani is to appear before court on February 13. If convicted, he could face up to 6 months in jail and be barred from office. Thousands of residents in eastern Australia have been evacuated after heavy summer rains caused the worst flooding in 35 years. Authorities have issued flood warnings for vast areas of Queensland and New South Wales states. The torrential downpour has swelled rivers in both regions. 12,000 people remain isolated despite evacuation operations.